Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM 106.5.
Hey, when I say mics are hot, that means that I've turned them on.
What Mike is
not... Well, that does too.
What Mike is not is a logical thinking person who walks in here, sits down with headphones on the right where he normally sits and where they normally sit, and headphones on the left next to where I normally sit, and he puts on the one on the left.
Well, the wires are crossed. These were sitting right here.
I'll defend you, Mike.
These were sitting right here. I just put them on. Put them on. I don't check to see if my wires are crossed. I tell you what, I'll move my mouth and you talk. Make it look like a cheap Japanese movie.
Yeah. No, it was the Chinese. It was the old Hong Kong movies.
I've been seeing those on Comic Channel, man. Those are so funny. The Godzilla movies and cheap props.
Oh, I was a big fan of an actor named Fu Shang.
Fu Shang.
Yeah, he did a movie called The Chinatown Kid. This was right after the Gulf of when Bruce Lee passed away, and they were trying to find the next Bruce Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, typical story. He's in Hong Kong. He comes to America. He ends up working in a Chinese restaurant. There's Chinese overlords who come in and try and bully, and he beats people up. And the first time that the guys come through, and they walk over to this little dishwasher, and they go, "What are you going to do?" And he goes, and he grabs him by the bad guy grabs him by the nose, and the good guy goes, "Hey, now don't do that."
But this word,
and it was hilarious. Yeah, but the way he said, "Hey, now don't do that," as a kid, loved it, and I have my friends and I have said that all our lives since then. But then after he says that, and they all laugh at him, he beats the crap out of all of them.
There you go.
Yeah,
I liked it when they had the plastic toy tanks. You know, when the fire breathing dinosaur was doing
cheap props.
Oh, yeah. I know, but you know, and you could tell they were toys. I mean, they made no effort to try to make it look real.
Yeah. Hey, folks, this is the Sip and Chew Show.
Yeah. We're a food and wine show. Let's start this food and wine discussion off.
Well, let's thank our
sponsors.
Bob's Downtown Diner.
Love that place.
On the corner of Fat Happy.
With morning, the Bailey's Bob. Breakfast.
With the Bailey's Breakfast.
You thought it was a gag.
Hand-cut ribeye.
They did not use feet.
Go in there ask for the Bailey's breakfast, and they got pancakes.
Does that come with a Bloody Mary?
And it don't come with a Bloody Mary. To pronounce it correctly, it's like, I need to get the Bailey breakfast.
But anyway. Anyways, it's the corner of Fat and Happy. That's the corner of St. Francis in North Jackson.
Yeah.
And we want to thank Hall's Sausage and Meats, the fine folks there, locally made.
Locally made chicken
salad. Locally made.
Was there the other day.
Yep. Sold in all the great locally owned outlets.
Getting there.
In Mobile. And a lot of national chains that are in the Mobile area. That's great to see. When we crack that ceiling.
Lots of restaurants starting to feature
Hall's Sausage. A lot of restaurants.
Yeah.
And I love that. I just love that. And
that on Dewey is just incredible. And we'll talk more about that later in the show.
Cool beans. And we can't forget our friends at Callahan's Irish Social Club. They are the sponsors of our text in line.
343-0106.
You could textify us there, or you could just call in at that number, too.
Yeah, but wait till the second segment, because I haven't put the headphones on the phone yet for the Facebook Live.
You mean the Facebook folks can only hear us in the distance?
No, they hear us just fine. They just won't hear a caller.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they'll hear what we're saying during the break also.
Oh, yeah. You get the behind-the-scenes hush-hush stuff. Mike and I start talking about Scandal.
Well, you know what? We got a lot of things starting. We got a little, like a cold front come through here tonight or something. It's a little.
No, what it is a warm front, but what we had before that was a hot front.
There you go.
That's right.
So warm is like we're chilling down. So, but it just makes me think of festivals. And there was a fair in Robertsdale this weekend. And It was so hot to go to a fair.
Though. Is it going on this weekend?
It, I think yesterday was the last day. They only do theirs for like 4 days, 4 or 5 days.
This Sunday, I'm going to be doing a cooking demonstration at 11:30 mm-hmm. at the Eastern Shore Arts Festival.
Are you?
They're at the Chamber of Commerce.
Awesome.
I believe that's where they hold it every year. It's a wonderful festival, and they added culinary arts to the rest of the arts about 3 or 4 years ago, and it has significantly increased the volume of people that come.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
And
everybody can appreciate culinary art.
Yeah, and this year they were a little there, you know, because of the switch in the time of year that World Food Championships is going on this year. Their event was not going to occur in time to qualify someone for this year's event.
But it will for next year?
Maybe. There's not a cook-off this year. They're having 2 days of cooking demonstrations. I'm doing one. Patty Clark is going to do one from Fairhope,
from
Warehouse Bakery, and Deborah will be there the next day from Hall Sausage.
Cool.
So you will get your fill of Hall Sausage in Daphne this weekend.
And when is this?
This weekend, coming up this weekend.
Okay. So is it Saturday too early for you to reveal what you're going to be demonstrating?
It is way too early because I have no clue.
I thought it was maybe top secret.
No. I got to see if I'm going to have access to electricity or if I need to bring something that's propane, and that will determine what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. But I will be featuring some of the dips. Like we had I brought a dip in here one morning. It was the Creole chicken salad.
The one that Deborah won with at the Chef's Challenge?
No, from Fairhope Market.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
They do one too.
Yeah, I'm going to be bringing in the dip. She didn't do a chicken salad at the thing.
She did sausage.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a potato salad that I brought in.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right.
But I'll have some of the blue crab dip, which is very popular out there. Smoked tuna dip, everyone likes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have some of those so that you could sample some of the things we got going on at Fairhope Market, and I'll figure out something to cook. I don't know what yet. Tacos.
I ate there yesterday.
Because I know you love a good taco demonstration.
Oh, I just love watching all those tacos on TV anymore, all those taco shows.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything other than grocery stores doing cooking demos out of Betty Crocker books.
I still haven't tried a fish taco. Tell me one good place on the Mobile side of the bay that...
I'm going to give you two good places to go to.
Okay. Because I'm really wanting to try it out.
Now, do you like your fish grilled or fried?
Yes.
Okay. The Bicycle Shop.
Yep.
Great tacos. I always get the crispy fried.
Yeah.
Because he don't want nothing healthy.
They have lingua also. But
that's not a fish.
Wait a minute. Lingua?
Lingua.
That's cow tongue.
It's cow tongue. Very good.
Get the word breakdown. Lingua, language.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. And then the other place.
I'm glad you told me that because I'm not going to order.
And I'm probably going to make a lot of people upset. Why didn't you say me? But I'm just talking tried and true.
Yeah, don't leave out your friends.
Roosters.
Yeah.
Down on Dolphin Street.
Yeah.
And they got great margaritas. Mango margaritas, delicious.
Okay. And once you try one of these, you know. Very Latin flavored fish tacos, and you're going to love them.
Mm-hmm.
Then go to Rock and Roll Sushi and get their little Asian spin. Their taco shell is actually an egg roll wrapper fried, and then they stuff it. It is one of the best fish tacos on the coast, but it's very Asian in flavor. Mm-hmm. It's just
so it's stuffed like with sushi.
No, sushi is rice.
Oh, okay.
Sushi means rice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not sashimi if that's what you're afraid sashimi. Of. I believe it's tempura fried.
Tempura fried. Yeah.
Yeah. Most of the stuff at most sushi bars is cooked these days because Americans are sissies.
Count me in on that list.
Yeah. That's why people always tell me when I'm cooking some fish, is it done? It was done the second I pulled it out of here. I'm just trying to get it hot enough to make you happy.
I know. I've always fussed about tacos. And I said something one day on the show about tacos on Studio 10. Mm-hmm. If I see one more taco cook, well, John Gibson was doing a taco show the very next morning. That's what he had planned. But they do them on national shows. I'm saying, do they know how to cook anything else besides tacos?
Tacos are perfect for cooking demonstrations.
Lord. And kids love finger food.
Apparently big kids love finger food. Tater tots. Tater tot taco.
Don't have to use them.
Tater tots at Serial Killers. Go eat their tater tots at Serial Killer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Blues Burgers and Gulf Shores. Mm.
Yep. There's just so many good places to go.
There's more than I'd be 600 pounds if I could eat at all these places. I'm not too far away from there.
I wasn't going to say anything.
Folks, give us a call at 343-0106. You could text us there on our Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
Yeah, that's a lot of words.
And Scott Hunter said that to me. Shows through today, go to Bob's and get something that's cooked from Halls.
Are you all hearing the singers?
Yeah.
We got to go.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Chef Tawny Carter from the Prop and Gavel in Monroeville, and you're listening to The Sip and Chew.
Pow!
The dynamic duo of dining.
That'll be Fat Man.
We can rewrite this song.
Yeah, we could.
I'm playing this for a reason. If you haven't heard, yesterday or this weekend, DC Comics is saying happy 80th birthday to Batman from 1939.
Yep, cool.
And I can remember back in right out of college days.
And reading the first comic book when it came out?
Well, besides that, but the TV show was just my all-time favorite because nothing was campier than Batman and Robin.
Cheap props. Funny. I mean, you look back on it today, it was cheap props.
Yeah.
Just like the old Chinese
And by the way, Adam West was my favorite Batman of all.
Oh, I love him. Love him.
I liked him better than Christopher Nolan. I'm in the minority of that, but I liked that last, or not Christopher Nolan, the guy that played him in the Christopher Nolan trilogy.
Right. You said second best hero, comic hero. Who's
the second comic book hero. Superman was the first comic book hero.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Schuster and.
I grew up.
I thought it just occurred to me, I never saw Batman eating anything. Now, as Bruce Wayne, maybe.
But boy, could he dance.
Yeah, but what did Batman eat? Bugs out of the air?
He could have. But you know,
Bruce Wayne did all the eating, and he was a millionaire. A billionaire.
I grew up watching Batman, okay? And Gilligan's Island, all those shows. But I used to watch the old first black and white Supermans. Mm-hmm. You know?
Oh, yeah.
But
George Reeves.
Yeah, but then Batman came along. But I grew up reading Spider-Man. Spider-Man was my favorite comic
Hit in the 60s. It was Marvel did a whole different approach to it. And Spider-Man is the second most popular comic book character in the world behind Superman.
Yeah, and then after that was the Green Hornet because I love Bruce Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, cities all over the world showed the Batman insignia spotlighted on some of their buildings. And
I've heard of it.
When
Adam West passed.
No, this weekend.
Oh,
yesterday,
okay.
Last night.
Cool. Yeah, I know.
But I have
Adam
it on
West
good passed. Authority that the RSA Tower did not have such.
They never do anything like that.
Well, they had the purple up there. Remember,
I mean,
the
if we can hang
purple in his costume.
If we can hang a giant moon electric moon pie up there, we ought to be able
started.
To.
Don't get me
we
started.
Ought to be able to show the bat symbol.
I do like the moon pie.
If they
I'm
really
sorry,
want to know the moon pie, cool.
I got
to
get
have a real giant moon pie, and when it gets to the bottom, everybody gets to eat it.
Well, they do bring
they
one
bring
down
a,
there.
They bring a big moon pie.
I want them to drop the edible one.
So it splatters in the street and everybody's got something
to eat. Oh, that would be – now, see, that would be cool.
That's right.
Y'all stand back now.
Everybody put raincoats on
and
stand
and,
under.
You know, and Mayor Stimson looks on and looks at Fred Richardson. He's like, here, hold my beer.
Cut the cord.
Hold my beer.
He got a big kitchen knife cutting the cord.
Let me take my cowboy boot and give it a little kick off the side.
Yeah.
That's food.
Y'all watch out down there.
Yeah. In the break, Michael was talking that if you took the body of work for the first 4 weeks of the college football system, it would be a real close jostling there, but it would have to be I would rank it LSU 1, Auburn 2, Georgia 3, Alabama 4, simply based on what we've seen so far. That is not saying that I don't think your Crimson Tide's not going to end up in the national championship again.
Mm.
But it's not y'all's fault that Duke, who was a perennial top 25 team when y'all scheduled them, has fallen off.
You just never know, except for those real cupcake teams.
Yeah, and somebody was talking about Central Florida last week. They said they finally got one of the big boys from one of the Power Five conferences to come play them in Orlando, and it's Stanford who's having the worst season in their school's history. So they get no credit for
it. I don't know anybody who'd call Stanford one of the big boys.
They have been in the talks for the national championship playoffs since it for the last 4 or 5 years. Somebody's got to win a conference, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But
and if you're wondering, folks, there are cupcakes in there, and that's food, and so we're a food shop.
Hey, in this state, food, football, and drink are synonymous, and if you don't understand that,
that's right.
That's why we're here, is to link it all in. I got the opportunity maybe to go to an Auburn game in November, either the Ole Miss game or Samford for the last tune-up game before the Iron Bowl. And may take advantage of that. There's some great new places in Auburn I'd like to check out. And then Arici is still there, the Italian restaurant, which is just incredible. Oh,
yeah. It is a great restaurant. I've never been there, but I've heard. I've delivered there a long time ago.
He delivered a pizza to Arici, the Italian
restaurant. No, I delivered Italian wine.
Some booze. Mm-hmm. Speaking of wine, we did a wine dinner at the Fairhope Market this past Thursday. Wonderful. And it was three dishes at the beginning that I had input into, and then Tyler Flowers did one of the great signature dishes from Max's Wheelhouse.
Oh, really?
It was roasted flounder topped with West Indies salad.
Oh, wow.
And then some toasted almonds.
Mm-hmm.
And did it with just some haricot verts with a bacon balsamic reduction on them. Just a fantastic dish. And
it looked fantastic. I saw it on
Facebook. Our pastry chef, Kat, did a bruleed key lime cheesecake.
Wow.
That was – I didn't get any. I brought Heather a piece home, and when she got to the last piece, she said, did you get to try this? No. And I saw her kind of looking at me at that last piece, and I said, but we have a whole one left at the store. She goes, oh, good, and put the last bite in her. But and then the opening dish was the Jubilee Seafood Martini.
Oh, wow.
Which had sautéed crab claws.
Yeah.
And my gumbo balls, which are the fried. Charlie, you would love these things. It's a fried rice ball that tastes just like seafood gumbo.
Does it have all the ingredients, or is it just
Well, it doesn't
the
have
flavor?
Any okra, but.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, but it's got all the flavor of it.
What'd you call them?
Gumbo balls.
Hmm.
And
I like that idea.
Then for the soup course, we did the deconstructed gumbo that I have done at the Gumbo Festival before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bed of rice, a seafood gravy, I call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had a grilled shrimp. We had a chicken fried alligator bite. We had fried okra to satisfy that okra thing. And then a beautiful piece of andouille sausage from Hall's Sausage, put down there on the grill so it had the nice little grill marks on it. And everything is separated, deconstructed, means all of the elements are there, but not in the way you're used to seeing them.
Right.
Then we did a Greek Gulf shrimp salad niçoise.
Niçoise, explain.
Now, the niçoise salad has basic components, lettuce. It's usually made with
That's
canned
important.
Tuna. Yeah, with canned tuna fish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's exactly what you want. It is poached tuna.
Oh.
A boiled egg, boiled potatoes, green beans. And you're going to like what I did for my green bean element. I used those dried green beans and called them green bean croutons.
Oh.
And they were very crunchy and nice in there. And it made it a nice little salad. And then, you know, we did Tyler's flounder dish, which just wowed
everybody. That salad sounds like it would be great for if you're trying to lose weight.
It would be. But we only got one shrimp with it.
Only?
Yeah. Because it was five.
Unless
courses.
You're like somebody like me. I need more shrimp.
Scrimps.
Yeah.
So was this kind of a private event?
This is the second one we've done. We put it out on our Facebook page when we're going to be doing them. When people RSVP. We try and cap it at about 40 people. I think we had 36 this one. And
so the word to the wise is keep tuning into the Facebook.
Yeah, and I believe we have an email that you could sign up for so that you get notifications when we're doing it. But, on Facebook, you'll see the events pop up.
Now, Stu, I have a lot of people ask me, why does Stu talk so much about the Fairhope Market?
Because I work there.
There you go, folks, because he works there.
Yeah. Mystery solved.
And we will talk about, when we come back, we're going to talk about wine dinners, wine pairing dinners. We're going to pair some wine with some food.
Let's do that.
And just, you know, get all up into it.
I think Charlie has something he wants to throw in here.
No, I have a complaint.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, that's...
Is well, I'm always looking for I'm looking for sugar-free snacks, hopefully with a little high protein, and wife brought this thing home, and the name of it is Think. Mm-hmm. And I want you to know I've eaten about a dozen of these, and I've still got fog in my brain this morning. It ain't helping.
It needs Thunk.
343-0106 on the Callahan's Irish Social text line.
There you go.
Got that without reading it.
Cowpokes that come from the near and far, when you throw a few ribeyes on the farm. Roberta Duran ain't two before a fight, cause it gives a mighty man an awful lot of mighty life. Each state, eat a big old steer. Each state, do we have one deer?
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hi, I'm Chef Anthony Serrano, and I'm a Walmart food champ, and I'm listening to Sip and Chew.
And he's not the only one listening to Sip and Chew.
Well, let me ask you this, and I know we got somebody on the line who can talk some a bit about it, but it's holding right now. But he just said, Anthony just said, a Walmart champion, food champion.
Food champ. Yeah.
What is Walmart? You know, we talk about these big box stores, but explain to me or the audience what Walmart is doing.
Well, why don't we bring David Calametti on?
I think so.
Because he's got the inside dope on everything World Food Championship.
You got dope,
Walmart
David.
Going on.
David's
good morning, David.
I am dope.
Hey, I'll give you I'll give you one of my Think bars.
There you go. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So, Michael, Walmart is the primary sponsor of the World Food Championships.
Right.
And so what they do is previous champions will go to Walmart and do cooking demonstrations with their line of extra value foods or whatever they call it. So the idea is to elevate the food shopping experience at Walmart by showing their customers how you know you can cook great food with or produce great dishes with their simple foods.
Yeah. See? Awesome. There you go, in a nutshell. Now you got something you want to talk about, don't you?
Well, you mentioned Jubilee Festival, and we're not going to have a competition this year, but the culinary arts are going to be well represented. Of course, you and Patty are there, both former competitors. Patty, unfortunately, will not be able to. She qualified, but she won't be able to make the trip to Dallas this year since she's still recovering from her heart surgery. But she's going to be there cooking. And then also at the end of each day at 3 o'clock on Saturday and 3 o'clock on Sunday, we've got one of this year's competitors is actually going to be doing a practice round. So if some viewers or listeners want to see what it's like to compete, they've got an hour to do their dish. Roy from Butch Cassidy's will be doing is in the sandwich category, and I believe he's doing the required dish, which is a Cuban sandwich.
His version of a Cubano,
which I've tasted and is excellent. Mike's has tasted it as well.
I have.
And then Sunday, Darren Harbison from Dolphin on the Sea Lab will be doing his practice round. His required dish in seafood is southwestern oysters. Ooh. So I imagine that's what he's going to do in his practice round. They're not making a whole bunch; they're just doing their five dishes that are required. But we'll be doing some live interviews and talking to them about the experience of competing at the World Food Championship.
Well, let me ask you quickly, David, on the seafood category.
Yep.
It says southwestern oysters, but there are no oysters in the southwest other than mountain oysters. Does it specify they have to be bivalves in the rules?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
They're providing oysters from down the Galveston way, I guess.
All right. I was just making, because that was the first thing that spun in my head was, well, if there's not a stipulation, southwestern oysters would come from a lamb or a cow. Based on geography.
Boy, would that throw some judges?
Yeah. Yeah. Is this what you signed up for? And you're in Dallas anyway. So.
And, you know, one of the requirements of judging is you've got to set aside your own likes and dislikes and eat what's in front of you. You got to judge what's in front of you,
mm-hmm.
whether it's okra or mountain oysters.
Yep. Yeah, I would be glad to not be. You know, that's like the one body part I draw the line at. And
people
it's
are
just
Googling
mutual.
Mountain oysters.
It's just mutual respect for another mammal is what it comes down to.
That's right.
Yeah, do unto others.
I hear you.
I'll eat the meat around the head or the tongue or, you know.
Yeah.
I'll even eat the fried
ears,
pig
ears off a pig.
Snout,
yeah.
But
yeah.
No, I don't go
just,
there.
That's, you know, just mutual respect.
Just mutual.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
All right, David. Well, you got anything else to drop on us?
About cooking. You're going to have grills from Ace Hardware.
I have cooked on a grill from Ace Hardware. Saved my bacon last year.
There you go. Yeah. All right.
Or actually, it was my tenderloin. Have a good day, David.
We'll see you next weekend.
All right.
All right, man. I might have to stop in and see that.
Your buddy Roy's going to be there.
I may as well.
Yeah. I got the schedule. If you want, I'll send it to you.
Hey, that'll work.
Yeah, I know. I go on at 11:30, and then the second demonstration, I think, just said Westminster. Mm-hmm. Retirement home. They always are involved out there. They do a great job.
Yeah.
Each year that I've been to the Jubilee Festival, they've been out there. And then Roy is last, so probably 3 o'clock.
Wouldn't that be great if they had a Jubilee happen while the Jubilee Fest is going on? Then everybody go down there and catch some seafood and come up and cook it.
I hear, and Sean, if you're listening, call in and can clarify, that the sponge crab is happening right now, which is when the crabs are full of egg sacs and they come up to lay them all,
mm-hmm.
and the crabs are just everywhere. Now, you have to, if you get them, you can't, from what I understand, and I believe this was Sean's show I was listening to the other day, we were talking about it. It may have been another show somewhere else, but there's a big yellow sponge on the back of the she crabs.
The roe?
Yeah, it's the roe. Mm-hmm. If you catch those, you have to release them. If they've still got their eggs, you got to release them back. But anything that doesn't have an egg can go in the pot. So, Sean, if you'd like to take Mike and I out to grab some crabs, we'll be more than happy to eat them with you.
Have either of y'all ever experienced a Jubilee?
I have not.
I haven't
either.
I did
when I was in high school, and I was on a date taking a lady. We went to a movie, and then she wanted to go to the pier at Fairhope, and we did, and darn if there wasn't a Jubilee going on.
And so you left her on the pier and started scooping up
fish? That was the last time I saw her.
Or she left the pier and started scooping up.
She went back to her other boyfriend.
This guy's just too weird for me.
He was a hunter. Yeah, he was a hunter.
I was a gatherer.
Hey, but if you just walk in the water and start gathering stuff up, it doesn't hurt the seafood as far as edibility, does it? I mean,
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
No. You just got to get them while they're still alive. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Especially some crustaceans and stuff, the instant that they die, their body begins to break down. That's why you shouldn't eat clams or oysters or any shellfish that doesn't open up when you cook it. It means it was already dead.
Yeah.
So, and like I say, instantly it starts breaking down with the same toxicity that any animal has, when, you know, that's protein-based and passes away. It's just they're really tiny and it happens quickly.
But I have heard on the Eastern Shore, I don't know if this is true, that there's like a secret telegraph society that somebody spots a Jubilee.
Well, Twitter.
It gets that. Well, this was before Twitter came along.
Well, Facebook's doing it too. They've posted every Jubilee that's going on. Somebody just said, Jubilee.
Yeah.
And
but here's the thing about it.
Shows up.
Well, here's the thing about it. In the past, people used to walk across other people's private property to get to the bayfront to gather the Jubilee. Well, they stopped letting everybody know. Mm-hmm. Those people were trespassing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And probably lifting a few things on the way out too. You know, you never know.
Could be, especially if they didn't get any seafood.
But you got to keep if you're like Jubilees, you got to keep a couple of those round laundry baskets, plastic laundry baskets.
Keep them handy.
And ice chest. those.
Which Mike always has plenty of in his
and
vehicle.
I might want to get a net.
Yeah.
But I would probably grab as much shrimp and flounder as I could.
Yeah. So is it sort of a mixed bag when you have a Jubilee?
You never know what's going to be there.
Eel, you get eel and
crabs. Well, everything.
And if you eat one of those that are dead, you're going to get eel.
Yeah, that's true.
An ill eel.
Get ill on eel.
Yeah. Which eel is delicious if you haven't tried it, Charlie. And it's not a snake.
Never
it's
have
a fish.
Tried it. Yeah, I've never
it's
tried
a fish,
it.
But people are like, well, it looks too much like a snake. Well, why would it still, even if it looks exactly like a snake, why would that alter whether or not you eat it?
Mm-hmm. Strangest
it's
thing
delicious
I,
and good for you.
I don't strangest know if you ever watched. Thing I ever ate was shark.
Shark's not strange.
That's well, no, but for me it was because I never thought about biting back.
I'm going to bring – Charlie and I had a conversation before you got here.
Believe
about,
it or not.
About escargot. Mm-hmm. And he said he would never put one in his mouth.
Oh, so I love them.
We're going to see. Mm-hmm. We're going to see. I love them too.
Yeah.
Well, I they're you delicious. Know, a lot of people that have tried them love them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do. They're cooked right.
Yeah.
And they're fresh.
And they're buried in garlic butter.
It's just a land oyster.
That's okay. All it is.
Mm-hmm. That's how I think about that. Land scrimp.
So anyway, we're running out of things to talk about.
This ominous silence was brought to you by...
Yeah. Now, we have alluded to wine dinners, mm-hmm. and we can expand on this a little more in the next break if we have to.
Yeah.
But we were recently contacted, you and I,
yes,
by someone that wants to know if they can make us part of their auction.
Mm-hmm.
And that... Yes, they're giving away an opportunity to sip and chew with Mike and Stu in someone's home. Now, we've done this before. We did this
last
year.
Yeah, you did that before with you would come and cook for 12 or whatever it was.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 8 or so, something like that. And it's a wonderful time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, especially for Mike, who doesn't have to really do any work until I have food ready to go out. He just gets to sit out there and visit and drink.
Look
and,
pretty.
Yeah. I make it look easy.
Yeah.
I make it look easy.
Oh, that's what it is. And then I slave away in the kitchen, and then Mike does the dishes at the end.
Well, can I come along and play break music and stuff?
You could come along if you break dance.
If I did that.
If you danced, it would you
be
break?
It would be broke.
It would be a broke dance.
Yeah.
But,
I can do that dance.
Yeah, we'll talk about it a little more, but we, of course, said yes.
Of course we said yes.
Yeah, of course. Anything that we can do to help people. But have you put together a menu yet?
No.
No, okay. Do you have any wines that you'd like to feed? This is how this works.
Well,
Michael said,
I need
I've
to
got
know
some
what you,
wines.
I know. I need to know what meals you want to prepare.
Right.
So he can pair.
Right. And what I'll do is I'll put together a couple of sample menus, and I'll send them to Mike, and he'll go, oh, well, I like the way this goes, and I think this wine would complement this wonderfully.
Yeah.
And and it's kind of a fun thing, and the last one was a blast. This one we did last Thursday at Fairhope Market was terrific, and we just really had a blast with that. And it's really cool to do a wine dinner in your own home like this, because you're not going to a restaurant and having to deal with the rest of the crowds.
Yes.
You are completely at home. If you want to lean over and crank one off, it's your house. You can do what you want.
That's right.
You know, you're paying for it. It's your thing. And
invite your boss.
It's a growing trend across the country that people want to have a really nice dinner experience in their home, but so that they don't have to go out and deal with the crowds, because we're becoming a country of recluses. Well, if it's profitable, we'll help you recluse.
That's
true. Is that right, Mike?
That's it.
Yeah. But
I love when I go in these places and they say, make yourself at home. So I walk around in my underwear and steal their beer.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a treat.
Yeah. Now, you were talking about this being the festival season coming up. The fall festival season is about to kick off, and it's Greek Fest is coming. 343-0106, the Callahan's Irish Social Club text line.
Yes.
Or call us. Either one. Drinking that mess, their delight. When he gets drunk, start singing all night. Drinking wine, spoody, drink wine. Mop, mop. Wine, spoody, drink wine. Mop, mop. Wine, spoody, drink wine. Mop, mop. Pass that bottle to me. Drinking wine, spoody, drink wine. Mop, mop. Wine, spoody, drink wine. Mop, mop. Wine, spoody, drink wine. Mop, mop. Pass that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy, hoy. Wine.
to Get on the Line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hello, this is Vlad from Mediterranean Sandwich Company. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Best sandwiches in the county.
What a great business he's built. And boy, he's reaping in his success by buying his boats.
Buying his wife a boat.
Yeah, buying his wife a boat. There you go. That's how you do it, guys.
Yeah.
Honey, I didn't buy this. I didn't buy
Vlad
this for me. I bought it for you.
From a kayak.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Nearly wants a boat. I think Vlad is enjoying fishing from the boat as well.
Yeah, he's probably got his kayak tied to the back of it, right?
Yeah. Sure. And it's not your normal kayak either that you go get at Academy or anything. I believe it was custom built down in Fairhope. There's a company there that custom builds kayaks and canoes and stuff like that. And they build them for professional kayaking anglers. And you know this, Vlad is a phenomenal fisherman from a kayak and wins a lot of tournaments.
Yeah, I know a lady does them too.
Yeah, I'd like to. Anybody hiring? Anybody need some dude to paddle around in a boat and catch some fish? I will do it.
But hey, let's thank our friends at Bob's Diner, Downtown Diner.
Thank you.
And at Corner Fat and Happy, which is North Jackson and St. Francis. Go in there and try their pancakes, folks. Their pancakes are killers. And try the famous Bailey's Breakfast. Yeah, that hand-cut ribeye.
Don't forget to interject a hiccup somewhere in there.
There you go.
And,
okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see where you're going. And also our friends at Hall's Sausage and Meats. Made right here locally.
Yeah.
And it's sold here locally.
Who knows? Maybe I'll make a corn dog out of their sausage this Saturday. I don't know what I'm doing yet.
You don't know what you're doing.
That's one of the things I've toyed with is doing a corn dog with their beef sausage.
Yes.
I think that would be delicious. And then maybe with some Alabama white barbecue sauce to dip it in.
Ooh.
But it'd be some good stuff, man. But I don't know. Yeah,
but knows? Folks,
I might make a taco.
Also, text us on our Callahan Social Irish
Social Irish Social Club
text lines.
Callahan's line.
Yeah, one of their ladies just left. She's been there a long time. One of their servers just left, and she's moving on to other things. Yeah. I hate to see that. When I walk into a place, I expect to see the same people all the time.
Well, that's foolish.
Absolutely
foolish.
But anyway, hey, Stu,
we were talking about wine.
Are you up to selling yourself?
I will absolutely sell myself.
There you go.
And Mike will sell himself for not very much. even if you're paying by the pound, you're really getting your money's worth with us. All right.
Even with all the weight you lost.
So we were talking about the Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu in your home. You can hire us. If you've got an anniversary coming up, retirement dinner, something like that. I don't know what you want to cap it. 15, 20 people? 15, 20?
Whatever they got, whatever they're willing to pay.
Well, that's true. We can always hire other people to help us out.
Yeah.
Well, you can hire this guy that's on the phone right now, John Fish River. But hey, if you want to hire us, just go to our Facebook page, shoot us a little message, or send us an email, sipandchew@mail.com.
There you go.
And just let us know.
We'd love to come in your home, but count all your silverware before we come.
Yeah.
Make sure you're not messing anything when you do your inventory afterwards.
And Mike will advise you if the date you want will interrupt with his social calendar.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, because we would have to build it around his Mardi Gras balling.
Well, I only go to one.
Well, some balls last for a week.
Speaking of having a ball, John from Fish River is on the phone. John, I have to let you know, we got more changes coming to the hot bar at the Fresh Market.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What are you going to add?
As of tomorrow, no more seafood on the hot bar.
That's not good for me.
Well, that's because we're going to be doing seafood a la carte. You come in there, you tell us what you want, we make it for you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it'll be the really big butterfly shrimp. We're going to do oysters if you want them. We're going to do some po' boys or some platters. Adding that steer burger. You've heard of the legendary steer burger. Mike knows all about it.
I have heard of the steer burger.
Rochelle's. Well, it was Tyler's grandfather that came up with it. And I believe it's his aunt that is Rochelle's, and they do the steer burger as well. We're going to be doing the steer burger at the Fairhope Market starting tomorrow. Yeah, and today we will have brunch items on our hot bar. We're going to have some grits. So if you want to take some of them fried scrimps, put them on the grits, you got shrimp and grits. We're going to have some Belgian waffles out there and some chicken, so you can do you some chicken and waffles if you want. Even going to try and make a French toast bread pudding.
How about some fried green tomatoes?
No.
No?
It's too late. I've already done the menu. God, John.
Add two. Hey, what I wanted to ask you about, what food would be indigenous to Mississippi like? What are they named, known for?
Catfish.
Red potatoes or...
Tamales.
Or sweet potatoes or what?
Tamales.
They are known for tamales in the Delta, its own distinct style.
That would be pretty much statewide?
No, just the Delta part.
Okay.
Well, it's... Kind it's
of north into the west.
It, well, anything north of Hattiesburg.
Yeah.
Like up around Tupelo.
Because it all looks the same. All the way... Once you pass Hattiesburg, it all looks the same.
Oh, I know. I've been up there all over Mississippi. But what I was getting at is we were planning our menu for next week's ball game.
Mm-hmm.
And...
But Auburn, Mississippi State?
No, the Alabama game. Pardon me.
Who is next
playing,
in Mississippi?
Playing,
they hadn't played
Mississippi
Millsaps
State next week, I believe.
No, Auburn plays Mississippi State.
No, I think
we're
Alabama.
Playing one of the Mississippi teams.
And you may play Ole Miss.
We're playing Ole Miss.
You sure you're not playing Mississippi Gulf Coast Junior College? Looking at y'all's schedule so far. Oh, that's a good day.
Maybe MIT, Mississippi Institute of Technology.
That would be state.
Oh, yeah. But we were trying to figure out where we're going to have, and my brother Matthew wanted to know what food is Mississippi known for, and I, for some reason, I threw out fried green tomatoes. He said, all right, great, we're going to have fried
green
tomatoes.
Those are from Alabama. Those were invented in Birmingham.
Well, yeah, tamales would be good.
We'll give Mississippi credit for it next weekend.
Yeah, do a Mississippi mud pie.
And do a
hottie toddy.
Do a hottie toddy and tamales.
Yeah. Tamales and Mississippi mud pie.
And catfish. Fried catfish.
And the folks in Mississippi will be quick to tell you that all the shrimp in the Gulf is wonderful.
There.
But Biloxi has the best shrimp in the Gulf Coast. That's their claim to fame.
Over in Natchez at a restaurant on the river.
Well, that Back Bay area, Biloxi is wonderful.
It's darn sure it is
beautiful.
Over at Bozo's.
It's just
shrimp
beautiful.
Is great at Bozo's over there in Pascagoula.
Yeah,
but man, we only got 1 minute left, John. We answered your questions.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Hey, put potato salad in your gumbo.
That's the Pascagoula. Yeah. Yes, they sure do. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. Right. Thank
I'm not going to do it.
Put it on the side for those who want it.
All right, John.
Thanks, John.
So
provolone, buddy.
Somebody on our Callahan's text line asked us to mention polo at the points coming up on October 5th. Yes,
polo
October
at
the 5th is polo at the point.
But you know, our good friend Marty Duncan usually participates in that. She is a world-class poloist.
She is. And also October 5th starts Mobtown Burger Week in Mobile. Gonna be burgers all over up in here.
All up in here.
So get out there and buy a burger.
Yep. And
support your
local burger joint.
There you
local
go.
Local burger
Charlie,
joint.
Listen to Charlie.
Jump over right
here
in.
He got his mind on his mind bar.
I think bar.
Folks, get out there, support local, be local, buy local. And Stu?
What?
What do you do?
War Eagle.
Provolone.
Don't like juice.
Chicken, ice cream, fish.
I like ice cream.
What's this?
This is juice.
Uh-oh.